Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, essential marketing news. Today, we're diving deep into the world of TV upfronts, ad tech, and a major leadership shakeup. Plus, we'll take a look at how the World Cup is shaping up to be the marketing event of the decade. Let's get right into the stories making waves in the last 24 hours. First up, Amazon flexed its muscle at its third annual upfront presentation, as covered by Adweek. The event was a star-studded affair at New York's Beacon Theatre, drawing hundreds of ad executives, agency reps, and brand marketers for 90 minutes of high-energy spectacle. DJ Diplo set the tone, followed by a performance from Kacey Musgraves, and then a parade of Amazon's top talent, Oprah Winfrey, NFL star Matthew Stafford, artist Shaboozy, and actors Michael B. Jordan, Chris Pratt, and even Arnold Schwarzenegger, who interrupted closing statements to plug his holiday movie, The Man with the Bag. The overarching message was clear. Amazon touches everything. Between celebrity cameos, new show announcements, renewals, and impressive viewership statistics, Amazon positioned itself as not just a platform, but an ecosystem that connects content, commerce, and advertising. The company's pitch was simple. If you want reach, Amazon has it, and it's ready to turn that reach into results for advertisers. Fox's upfront, also reported by Adweek, took a different tack, leaning into focus and simplicity. Fox ad sales chief Jeff Collins emphasized the company's first principles, a Silicon Valley-inspired approach centered on live sports, live news, entertainment, and ad-supported streaming. The showstopper was the reveal of Fox Fan OS, described by CTO Melody Hildebrandt as an agentic AI-native media operating system. This system, built on Fox Fan Studio and Fox Ad Studio, uses AI to analyze every second of raw video in real time, extracting data on topics, talent, mood, and even vibes. Advertisers can tap into a converged audience graph, scene-level targeting, and full-funnel measurement across 20-plus data partners, with the option to plug in their own AI agents. Tubi, Fox's free streaming service, was also in the spotlight, boasting 100 million monthly active users and 10 billion hours watched per year. Tubi claims to deliver 91% incremental reach versus linear campaigns, and new ad formats like pause to participate units and shoppable in scene placements are rolling out. The rest of the night was a celebration of Fox's sports dominance, with the upcoming Men's World Cup, NFL triple headers, and MLB events all getting big pushes. Fox's message, it's about reach, engagement, and performance, not just scale. NBC Universal kicked off upfront week with a two-hour presentation that mixed legacy and innovation, according to Adweek. Hosts Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang opened with a tongue-in-cheek musical number, before ad sales chief Mark Marshall took the stage to unveil NBCU's latest ad tech and outcomes offerings. Notably, NBCU is scaling its Performance Insights Hub in Q4 2026, giving advertisers a unified view of campaign delivery and performance across linear and streaming. Live Total Impact, another new tool, uses brand messaging in live events to retarget viewers across the NBCU portfolio, and reportedly helped State Farm achieve a 90% lift in insurance quote starts. NBCU is also debuting Live Contextual, an AI-powered solution for aligning creative messaging with live content and enhancing its agentic AI capabilities for smarter, automated transactions. Sports were front and center, with NBCU touting its Sunday night sports lineup and a sellout of all key World Cup sponsorships. Vin Diesel made a surprise appearance to announce four new Fast and Furious spin-offs for Peacock, and BravoCon was confirmed for fall 2027. NBCU's pitch is about evolution, using technology and sports to keep its century-old brand relevant in a fragmented media landscape. In agency news, Adweek reports that WPP's US President Michael Houston is stepping down, marking a significant shift amid a broader strategy reset. According to an internal memo obtained by Adweek, Houston, a 24-year WPP veteran, will transition to a senior advisor role. WPP CEO Cindy Rose described the move as a natural and planned evolution, as the holding company continues to evolve its operating model. Houston's career at WPP began at Young & Rubicam and Landor in the 1990s, before he joined Gray in 2007. There, he rose to worldwide CEO, helming the agency through a period of notable growth and recognition. This leadership change signals WPP's intent to adapt and streamline as the industry faces new challenges and opportunities. Finally, let's talk World Cup. Adweek's FIFA World Cup 26 ad tracker is already following the creative frenzy as brands gear up for the 2026 tournament, which will be hosted across the US, Canada, and Mexico. The numbers are staggering. 6 billion projected viewers, 48 teams, 104 matches, and 5 million fans expected to attend games in cities like New York, Texas, Mexico City, and Toronto. Despite looming concerns, ranging from geopolitical tensions to security and ticket pricing, advertisers are all in, launching campaigns, stunts, and creative activations designed to capture the attention of both die-hard and casual fans. The World Cup isn't just a sports event, it's a global marketing stage where brands will compete as fiercely as the teams on the pitch. That's a wrap for today's edition of The Brief. From Amazon's Star Power and Fox's AI-powered ad stack to NBCU's tech-forward sports play and a major WPP leadership change, it's clear that the industry is in a period of rapid evolution. And with the World Cup on the horizon, the stakes and opportunities have never been higher. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more stories to keep you sharp.